Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants a long-term funding plan for the state's clean water program. Will he get it? You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to discuss the program and how the governor wants to pay for it long-term are the Nature Conservancy's Director of Policy and Government Relations, Mary Tarosi, and Natural Infrastructure Director, Alexis McCarter. Welcome to the program, Mary and Alexis. And still with us is Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau correspondent Sarah Donaldson. Thanks for sticking around, Sarah. Mary, explain briefly what H2 Ohio is. That's this program I was referencing, and how long it's been around.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting us. H2 Ohio is easiest to explain by saying that it's Ohio's statewide clean water program, and really it helps keep Ohio's water clean and stops water problems before they become a crisis. So it focuses on three big things. It helps farmers voluntarily use conservation practices that keep harmful nutrients out of rivers and lakes. It restores wetlands, which we like to say are nature's kidneys. They sort of filter out the water, filter out the bad stuff from the water. And last, it helps communities repair aging drinking water and wastewater systems like lead pipelines. So really, whether you're talking about a farm field or a neighborhood creek or the water that's coming out of your tap and you're drinking with your breakfast, H2O Ohio is working upstream to protect it.
And Alexis, how long has H2O Ohio been around? How much has the state invested in this program?
Thank you. H2 Ohio was launched officially in 2019, though TNC collaborated with partners for years to, you know, work up to that and make it a reality. So we were really thrilled when Governor DeWine did launch the program in 2019. And the investments in the program the state has made has varied over time since 2019. So it has actually fluctuated over the years.
Okay. Sarah, I know last budget cycle, the governor asked for a lot more money for H2 Ohio than what state lawmakers ultimately decided to give him. Walk us through his request and what the program ended up getting.
Yeah. So the governor, I think, generally speaking here, it was his last budget. And I think they were going to shoot above what maybe the legislature was willing to give on a lot of projects, especially H2 Ohio, because that project has been so near and dear to Governor DeWine's heart. It was one of his first really big initiatives as governor. And I think he'd really like to see it continue, which I'm sure we're going to talk about a little bit later. But he asked for, and of course, H2 Ohio is a multi-agency program, so he asked for funding for three agencies. He had different levels of funding requests for each agency. So it's Ohio's Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Natural Resources. And again, generally speaking, across the board, lawmakers did not grant a lot of DeWine's budget requests in full, simply because they have different priorities. House Speaker Matt Huffman at one point told reporters that there were some questions about the effectiveness of H2 Ohio and the work that H2 Ohio was doing, and just how effective the dollars that were being given were being used. So that was, you know, just a comment that Speaker Huffman made that kind of painted why the legislature chose to prioritize, maybe other projects. So again, across the board, there are a lot of other projects that Governor DeWine asked for funding that did not get that full level of funding that DeWine wanted to see, especially because lawmakers were also balancing, you know, cutting income taxes and other places they had to make cuts to afford to be able to do that.
So, Mary, as I understand it, the H2 Ohio got significantly less money than what the governor requested, what he was hoping for. What impact did that have on the work H2 Ohio has been able to do?
Yeah, well, one of the big impacts has been it introduced an element of uncertainty and instability into the program. H2 Ohio is currently funded through the state budget every 2 years, as Sarah said. And that reduction sort of put in question what the future of H2O Ohio would look like. And these programs really require multiple years of funding to work. So for farmers who are planning what next year's budget will look like, they need to know if those programs to incentivize the conservation practices are going to be there. For wetlands programs like the Nature Conservancy works on, like Alexis works on, those are often multi-year programs and interact with federal money. And for the infrastructure projects, these are local governments and homeowners that could be benefiting from them, and they need to know. So when the funding goes up and down, it means that some projects can get delayed or scaled back or never even started at all, honestly. And so we think that this is probably one of the things that Governor DeWine has been thinking about when it comes to making sure that there's a long-term dedicated source of funding. Alexis may be able to speak to kind of a little bit more of what that looks like, what the infrastructure projects look like and why they're multi-year.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. Yes, specifically, I mean, my area is really on the wetland side and working closely with ODNR on that implementation. And I will say, you know, that program's been incredible implementing over or nearly 500 projects over the years, just through a small team of folks. And they have really learned to be adaptable and leverage other funds toward projects to multiply impacts even further. But ultimately, just as Mary said, it does slow down the momentum that the that this program specifically, and I'm sure it's true across the H2O Ohio components, it slows down that momentum that they have built. And this specifically also forced ODNR to retract the geography where they have invested in wetlands for the time being, and focus strategically more on just northern Ohio. So that means, you know, that southern Ohio does not get the same level of investment, obviously, and that is, you know, really clearly a problem as well.
Sarah, we mentioned that the governor is talking about another funding approach, a long-term funding approach. What's he suggesting?
Yeah, so this is interesting because he is suggesting getting a bond issue on the ballot, putting it before voters to secure long-term funding for H2O Ohio after he leaves office, because, of course, his last budget as governor has now been signed into law. It was signed into law last year, and he knows that he's on his way out, and he's said that he doesn't know how the next governor, whether it be Vivek Ramaswamy or Amy Acton, he said they've both expressed confidence in the project, but he's not sure how they're going to prioritize it versus prioritizing other projects. So he wants to get this bond issue in front of voters. Now, it's not the first time this has been suggested. In 2021, Republican Senator Teresa Gavarone and also former Senator Kenny Yuko, he was a Democrat, Gavarone's a Republican, they wanted a $1 billion 10-year bond for H2O Ohio, but that never went anywhere. It died in committee. So, you know, it's hard to say how far this would go because the governor told reporters that he wants this bond issue. But House Speaker Matt Huffman has said pretty much outright, I don't think we're going to do that. The governor, of course, has the right to make his case. But, you know, he kind of threw cold water on the idea.
We're talking about H2 Ohio and how Governor DeWine wants to fund the program long term. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Sarah, what would it take to get a bond issue on the November ballot? Does that have to be something that the state lawmakers approve?
Yes. So I believe, and I am I'm a little fuzzy on the exact details, but generally things can only get on the ballot through a small number of ways. And in this situation, I believe it would have to pass through both chambers. Lawmakers would have to be on board with getting this on the ballot, or a group would have to circulate a petition like we were just talking about with the repeal effort. So the most likely path to the ballot would be Governor DeWine convincing lawmakers that this is a worthy cause to put on the ballot.
Alexis, I know the Nature Conservancy was involved in a report looking at the economic benefits that H2 Ohio's had on the state. What did the report find?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm really glad that the Nature Conservancy was able to have this economic report completed, because it found that H2 Ohio and wetlands and agricultural BMPs, best management practices, are great investments. As an Ohioan, I really value our freshwater resources, which we're really rich in the state of Ohio. And we can intrinsically recognize the value of beautiful wetlands, streams, and the lake. But quantifying the actual monetary value, as well as ecosystem service benefits like water filtration, our flooding, avoided treatment costs that Mary touched on, those things are really useful to understand the true value of the actual impact of the program, and that proactive funding is cheaper than responding to a crisis. And this demonstrates that H2 Ohio protects families and saves people money at the end of the day. So some of the specific findings included that every dollar invested in wetland restoration returns an $8 of economic benefits to Ohioans. And the program also has supported over 330 high-paying jobs. So just really incredible numbers, and this is amazing. And, you know, we talked about the potential budget cuts. This problem arose over a long period of time, and so now is not the time to scale back, but rather maintain this momentum and continue to get these returns.
We got an email from Rich who writes, please get your interviewees to confirm that the lower level of funding for H2 Ohio will mean that central and southern Ohio will receive little to no funding, similar to how the program started in 2019 and 2020, and the bulk of funding will now be in northern and northwest Ohio in the Lake Erie watershed. Is that what you were referencing before? I can't remember if it was Mary or Alexis who was talking about that before.
Yep, that's exactly right. It is kind of how the program started, and that's what we're seeing at this point as well. So yes, that is correct.
Alexis or Mary, whichever one of you can take this. I know you were talking about the overall impacts of H2 Ohio and this return on investment that your report found. What kind of impact has the program had for greater Cincinnati counties? I know it started in the northern part of the state, but I'm wondering, has there been much of an impact in Hamilton or Butler, Claremont, and Warren counties?
Yeah, until the most recent budget, I think as the funding for H2 Ohio ramped up, the scope of the work that was being done really became more of a statewide effort. So we saw more projects that were based out of the southern part of Ohio, including southwestern Ohio. And our research, our economic research that was looking at the benefits, did find that the wetland programs across the state had benefits. Up to 90% of Ohioans were benefiting. So that included southwestern Ohio, because there have been wetland projects in southwestern Ohio. And it means that because the research that we did was looking at ecosystem benefits, which means the parts of our environment that turn into clean water, to make things as simple as possible, it means that benefit of cleaner sources of water, less stress on our systems, healthier rivers like the Ohio River for boating and fishing and wildlife and all those good things, the economic powerhouse that the Ohio River is benefiting from those programs.
So it sounds like these benefits are involve a lot of things, increased recreational opportunities. Do they also include things like drinking water quality and, you know, the impact that this program has had on human health?
Yes, our research didn't look specifically at human health, but we believe that the nexus is there, and probably the program, our research was also focused on the wetland program and the agriculture program, but we've seen some other research on things like lead line replacement, which the infrastructure part of H2 Ohio funds, and we know that that lead line replacement has a huge benefit on health and actually also has really great returns on investment. We, in part, because we don't do as much of that in-house at the Nature Conservancy, and in part because we knew that there had already been some recent research, we didn't focus on that area, but it definitely does have an economic benefit on clean drinking water and health.
Sarah, you talked about how this program, H2 Ohio, has been near and dear to the governor's heart, and he seems to be trying to establish or wanting to establish a long-term funding mechanism for it after he leaves office. How has he reacted to what the Speaker of the House had to say about this?
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, reporters actually learned that DeWine was pushing for this bond issue because House Speaker Matt Huffman told reporters that they had been talking about it behind closed doors. So this was before the State of the State. I'm not sure if the governor intended to maybe talk about the bond issue during the State of the State. He did not during his final State of the State address. He just, you know, alluded to H2 Ohio and the good work that it's done in his eyes. But he basically said when he heard, the governor said when he heard what Huffman had said to reporters, he said, well, he hadn't told me that, so we will see. H2 Ohio has been very, very successful. Lawmakers definitely fall in different buckets. There are lawmakers, especially those in northern Ohio, because, of course, we've talked a lot on this program in the last 20 or 30 minutes, you know, some of the earliest work and some of the work now has been in northern Ohio. So there are northern Ohio lawmakers who are very supportive of H2 Ohio. But again, it's just hard to say when it's for lawmakers. It's obviously they're prioritizing funding a bunch of different projects or maybe cutting back on funding for a bunch of different projects because, again, to afford income tax cuts, government programs generally get cut.
Well, Sarah, what have you heard or what has the press corps heard from Vivek Ramaswamy or Dr. Amy Acton about H2 Ohio? I mean, you said that Governor DeWine has indicated they're both generally supportive. They're going to have a lot of priorities, whoever gets elected the next governor. Have they communicated much about this program to the press?
I can't really answer that with a ton of certainty. It hasn't come across my radar. You know, Ramaswamy has not, I haven't talked to Ramaswamy since maybe April of last year. But, you know, Acton, of course, was in DeWine's cabinet. It may be something that she sees as a priority. But it's just, it's really, really tough to say because you talk about all these legacy projects that a governor works on that is very near and dear to their heart. There is legwork that that governor has to do to convince the next governor, lawmakers, et cetera, the general public about the value of the program. And I think the challenge with H2 Ohio is, of course, you know, Alexis has discussed and Mary has discussed this economic study showing some of the results, but particularly with H2 Ohio and particularly with water quality programs, the most drastic impacts take years and years and years to show. So it's a long haul investment to truly be realized. And you know, you might hear, like, I'm not shocked to hear something from someone like Speaker Huffman who says, well, you know, there's a question of the efficiency of the program. And is it doing as much as it's said it will set out to do? Well, Governor DeWine says, of course. Well, that's because scientists say it's going to take a long time to realize some of these gains. So, you know, I think it's tough when you're trying to defend a project like that that does some of those most obvious impacts may take longer to show.
Yeah. And I would imagine the Nature Conservancy is going to be working hard to communicate all that to both Vivek Ramaswamy and Dr. Amy Acton. Is that right, Mary? In just about 20 seconds or so.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited. There's actually some very recent research in addition to ours that looks at sort of a direct line between improvements in nutrient levels and what H2O Ohio has been doing. So we're excited to share it.
Wonderful. Well, I've been talking with Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau correspondent Sarah Donaldson, the Nature Conservancy's Director of Policy and Government Relations, Mary Tarosi, and the Nature Conservancy's Natural Infrastructure Director, Alexis McCarter. Thank you all so much for your time today. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director today is Stephen Baum. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening.